The purpose of music should be to present a mirror of our better selves and to enable us to be participants in defining what that magic is. The words of James DePriest, a gifted communicator, whether speaking, writing, he published 2 books of poetry praised by Maya Angelou, or conducting. A native of Philadelphia and the nephew of the renowned contralto Marian Anderson, DePriest was already serving as the music director of the Quebec Symphony when he was invited to guest conduct the Oregon Symphony in Portland and Salem. His interpretation of Beethoven's 7th Symphony dazzled the players, audiences, and administrators alike. 3 years later, in 1980, he began a 23-season tenure as the Oregon Symphony's music director. Under his leadership, the roster of musicians expanded, and the symphony became a full-time orchestra. It began making recordings, 15 in all, eventually. The quality of the orchestra's performances led to a new concert hall and a much higher national stature, including its debut at the Hollywood Bowl. The Oregon Symphony's players applauded DePriest's infectious humor, inspirational energy, and collaborative spirit. One of the first black conductors to achieve an international career, he had honed his craft under the likes of Leonard Bernstein and Antal Doraty. He remained humble, practical, and realistic. As he put it, anticipate no gains and expect no losses. However, his time in Portland and beyond revealed a wealth of talent and achievement. James DePriest, the subject of this Music Moment on NWPB Classical.